John McCain was in Miami today, where he hit back at Barack Obama hard on foreign policy, this time regarding Cuba.
When he was asked in a questionnaire about his policy toward Cuba, he answered, and I quote, "I believe that normalization of relations with Cuba would help the oppressed and poverty-stricken Cuban people while setting the stage for a more democratic government once Castro inevitably leaves the scene." An interesting perspective on Cuba. Now Senator Obama has shifted positions and says he only favors easing the embargo, not lifting it. He also wants to sit down unconditionally for a presidential meeting with Raul Castro. An unconditional meeting with Raul Castro. These steps would send the worst possible signal to Cuba's dictators. There is no need to undertake fundamental reforms. They can simply wait for a unilateral change in U.S. policy. That's what they'd think. I believe we should give hope to the Cuban people, not to the Castro regime. My administration will press the Cuban regime to release all political prisoners unconditionally.
McCain went on to add that he would also press the Cuban regime to legitimize all political parties, labor unions, and free media, and to schedule internationally monitored elections.
The embargo must stay in place until these basic elements of democratic society are met.
McCain also said that it was time for the U.S. to embrace the common geography and destiny that it shares with its neighbors to the South in Latin America. The Arizona senator extolled the virtues of trade agreements like NAFTA, CAFTA, and those with Peru and Chile. But he hit both Obama and Hillary Clinton on their resistance to a free trade agreement without changes with Colombia.
In Barack Obama's and Hillary Clinton's opposition to the free trade agreement with Colombia, their opposition to the Colombia free trade agreement, the failure of the Congress to take up and approve this agreement is a reminder why 80% of Americans think this country's on the wrong track. You know, the Congress can find time to pass a pork-laden farm bill, but it can't stir itself to support a key ally in further American prosperity.
But back to Cuba, the Florida Democratic Party's opposition research provided some nuggets for reporters in a press release issued on Monday. They cited a 1999 Miami Herald report that said McCain was alone among the field of candidates running for president that year in suggesting, quote, "There could be room for negotiation on the U.S. trade embargo with Cuba." McCain also reportedly told CNN in 2000, quote, "I'm not in favor of sticking my finger in the eye of Fidel Castro." Joe Garcia is the former executive director with the Cuban American National Federation. He's a Democrat running for Congress this fall in Miami-Dade County against GOP incumbent Mario Diaz-Balart.
I want to be clear here. All polling shows it, but just the humanitarian nature of thinking about this. The current policy towards Cuba is ineffectual, immoral, and does not pursue the United States' long-term foreign policy interest, nor does it pursue the foreign policy interests of the region.
Months before the last presidential election in 2004, President Bush, following the recommendations of hard-line Miami Cuban exiles, tightened restrictions on Cuba, hoping to strangle then-President Fidel Castro's fragile economy. He limited travel by Cuban Americans to their native land, restricted the amount of goods people can bring to their relatives, and cracked down on money sent there. Democratic congressional candidate Joe Garcia says that decision was an unpopular one with Cuban Americans in Florida, and Senator McCain is doing nothing to reverse that course.
Well, I think he's going to be weak in Florida because I think he's not addressing the reality that he finds on the ground today. The overwhelming number of Cuban Americans favor increased travel to their loved ones or even less restrictions on remittances to the civil society in Cuba. The majority of Cuban Americans believe that U.S. aid to Cuba should arrive. The majority of Cuban Americans favor breaking with the status quo of failed policy. And here comes John McCain, selling the sort of same policy of an administration that is not going to achieve any real change. The reality is that if you look at facts on the ground on Cuba and you look facts on South Florida, people are weary of a policy that is big on rhetoric and short on accomplishments.